today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about the social aspect of fasting.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
Today, Wednesday, is the 25th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of April, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of Chapter of Rahman, verses 33 to 34.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا معشر الجن والإنس إن استطعتم أن تنفذوا من أقطار السماوات والأرض فانفذوا لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان.
O company of jinn and mankind, if you are able to pass beyond the regions of the heavens and the earth, then pass. You will not pass except by authority from Allah.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse in question is saying, O jinn and men, if you truly intend to evade divine recompense and chastisement, make an attempt to transcend the boundaries of the heavens and the earth, and thereby leave the bounds of His omnipotence. However, you may never embark upon the same unless through divine might, and such might is not at your disposal. You may never evade the tribunal of divine justice. Wherever you go, you shall be divine realm. Wherever you stand, it shall be His sovereignty. We're going to speak about the social aspect of fasting. This is our topic for this episode of today's special. During Ramadan, it is traditional for Muslims to collect and donate to charities. Communities come together to donate to local mosques for good causes. This time is a period of reflection for many. Many find new awareness of their lives and find feelings of gratefulness. Giving to charity is just as important as fasting. Ramadan is also known as the month of selflessness and charity. The month of Ramadan develops spiritual, social, and moral values. During this time, the poor are given attention and charity, and faith led neighborhoods practice hospitality. Fasting aims to establish equality between the rich and poor, and the rich experience hunger and learn to show respect and appreciate the less fortunate. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-sa'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about the social effects of fasting. First of all, Islamic rituals and Islamic religious observances have many aspects dimensions. One of them is the individual effects. Another one is the social effects or social influence. In this connection, it must be indicated that fasting has got some social aspects or social effects. According to certain Islamic rites and rituals, we find that even performing daily prayers cannot be devoid of social effects. For example, we find that when people attend mosques and in Shia communities, Hosseinias and so on, for the sake of performing congregational prayers, the mere attending mosques and performing congregational prayers, it indicates that they are together. And since a community of believers get together, they develop a sense of helping each other. Receiving and giving mutual help. In this connection, we find that fasting is no exception in this regard. Certainly, according to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, who said, "Innama faradallahu siyam liyastawi bil ghani wal faqir." It has been the case that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it incumbent and mandatory to observe fasting so that the rich and the poor would be the same. As we know, the poor people usually receive less food, and they are not as wealthy people as, well-to-do people in terms of enjoying certain aspects of this worldly life. Because of this, we find that people are expected, everybody, is expected to observe fasting, and the initial or the basic level of fasting is enduring thirst and hunger throughout the daytime.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind. Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind. Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
This part, social benefits of fasting in Ramadan, and from its least, we choose increasing sympathy for the poor. One of the other social benefits of fasting in Ramadan is to experience the feelings of others. Thus, you can sympathize with the poor, help them, and be grateful to Allah for His favor on you. The other benefit is having solidarity spirit. As the devils are chained up in the month of Ramadan, Muslims are ready to exert more effort to help others in this month. Also, as the reward doubles in the month of Ramadan, we hurry to serve our society. For sure, this is recommended in general, but in Ramadan, it is highly recommended since the reward is doubled.
Allah,
from social effects of Ramadan, fasting develops dignity. People who have persevered against hardships, such as hunger and thirst, and have thus trained their body and soul, can challenge and overcome every difficulty they may encounter in life. Hunger and thirst cease to be great threats for such people. Hunger pains are no longer a chain that holds them back. Such people can protect their self-respect and dignity at any cost. They will not beg for money or food even when they are hungry. Yogis can go on living without food or drink for 6 months, even though they are not seeking the pleasure of Allah. Therefore, it is not hard to understand how believers feel secure that with the help and consent of their Lord, they can easily endure more physical suffering without degrading themselves before other people if they fall on hard times. But those who have never fasted and thus immunized their body against hunger will most probably abase themselves and begin to beg for food in order to satisfy their hunger when they find themselves having to do without.
Have to come towards the ibadah. We have to strengthen our ibadah. Teach yourself. You know, it's very difficult for you to just start all from the beginning, going and doing all of the ibadah all at once. Teach yourself. Discipline yourself. Just like when you want to go and run in a marathon, you want to go and play a sport, you go and you discipline yourself. You go and exercise. You warm up. Start by praying 2 rak'ahs. You can't pray, Salat al-Layl is 11 rak'ahs. If you can't do all the 11 rak'ahs, start by doing the shaf and the watr. If you can do more, do more. Recite the du'as, recite the munajat that are there for us. One day Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he passes by a very old person who was paralyzed and blind, and he has leprosy. So no one could come near him. He has a skin disease. And he's paralyzed and he's blind. Isa, he asks him, Kaifa asbahat? How do you feel today? He tells him, Ya Ruh Allah, asbahtu fi ahsan al-ahwal. Oh Ruh Allah, I feel at my best right now. He tells him, how? You're suffering. You have a skin disease. You're paralyzed. You're blind. No one comes near you. He tells him, Ya Ruh Allah, إِنَّ لِسَانِي لَمْ يَنْقَطِعْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Oh, Ruh Allah, the only thing that I have left is a tongue that moves. And that tongue keeps reminding me of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have the dhikr of Allah. I feel very good right now. This is how we should train ourselves during the month of Ramadan, my dear brothers and sisters.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Please keep us in your prayers and du'as. And there is nothing else, just fi amanillah.
جلسة القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن